Hello.
Hey, Ted, how you doing?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
Oh, great. So what has Jason Campbell provided to your offense when he has been healthy?
Well, the first thing, I think from an experience standpoint, he's been great. We have a lot of young guys on offense particularly, and just his presence in the huddle, his experience level is you know, really been a calming effect, I think, for a lot of guys. You know, he's gone out, he's made good decisions, he's managed, you know, the offense and been able to make plays in critical situations for us. And you know, I thought he played very well this last game.
Hey, Chad, why has Josh Gordon simply just been unstoppable the past few weeks for you?
Well, Josh has a lot of ability. He's learning how to play, and I think he's really progressed in that. And I think, you know, you're seeing a lot of that progress and a lot of what he's understanding and gaining a better understanding of how to play the game and how to succeed in the game. What a lot of people don't know is really hasn't played a lot of football. You know, he played some last year and basically played 1 year in college. And so a lot of things are new to him and is really growing in that regard.
Rob, do you think he can get the Bears to punt this week?
I don't know. Eight drives and eight scores. That's tough. I tell you that just watching that game against Dallas, the Bears are just playing outstanding on both sides of the ball and you know, really playing their best football, it looks like, right now.
Is there a difference in preparing for Josh McCown and then Jay Cutler?
Well, they're different. You know, they have some things that there are differences between the two of them. But you look at what they do for the system, and they're both really good fits in the system. They both played very well at high levels and are doing similar things from that standpoint. And certainly, you know, the weapons and the guys that are around them are huge in their success as well. So, you know, you try to get ready for the things that you know that they're going to do offensively and, you know, also try to prepare for the quarterbacks and the two guys and the differences in the two guys.
Coach, you've coached a lot of great tight ends over the years. Where does Jordan Cameron, what kind of sets him apart from some of the guys you've coached?
Well, again, he's another young guy that hasn't played a lot, and, you know, he's really emerged this season. He's a playmaker for us. He's got really good hands and athleticism, and, you know, with the balls in the air and close by him, you know, it seems like he's going to make that play and make the catch anytime he has that opportunity. And again, he's another guy that's just learning how to play the game, learning the nuances of the position, learning, you know, to be both a blocker and a receiver. And so, you know, I've really seen a lot of progress in him, and I think he has a bright future.
Coach, I'm sure in preparation for every game you envision what your team needs to do to really have an excellent chance to win. Looking at this Bears game, what are some of the basic things that you feel your team has to do to give them a real good chance to win?
You have to play a complete game against them in all aspects, in all phases. You know, offensively, they're playing so well. They have, you know, some guys that really give you some difficulties matching up. You know, so you have to try to match up with them. And, you know, and they're balanced. They can run the ball. They can pass the ball. So you just have to play, and everybody has to play solid on defense, and it's a team effort that way. You know, in special teams, you look at Hester and the things that he's done. And I know Devin actually recruited him. I was at the University of Miami at the time and recruited him. And so I've known him for a long time and known how special he is. And, you know, you have to not let him be able to take over the game. You know, and then defensively, I think that you look at it, obviously there's been some injuries on defense. I think they've done a good job of shuffling some guys around, making some adjustments on defense, and they're playing their best ball right now. So, you know, the typical things that you have to do is, you know, win the turnover battle, which, you know, we set out to do every week. make plays when you get the opportunities, and then, you know, find a way to slow them down on offense and be opportunistic, you know, on offense from our standpoint, and make sure we keep track of where Devin Hester is all the time.
Did you know that Hester was going to be the most prolific kick returner in NFL history when you recruited him?
He stood out, let me put it that way, watching high school games and seeing what he was doing at that point in his career. So it was no surprise, and I actually left Miami shortly after he came to Miami, so I didn't get a chance to coach him for that long. And, you know, saw the things he was doing at Miami. So I think every step along the way, there were signs that that he was going to be great. And the fact that he's ultimately, maybe the best of all time is really special. And I, you know, knowing him personally, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy and a better person. And, I'm happy for Devin, in his career and the things he's been able to do.
When you have a, number one Pro Bowl-type corner, does it matter whether he defends Jeffrey or Marshall?
Well, it's difficult because both of them are such playmakers, and you're talking about two guys that have 1,000 yards or right at 1,000 yards for the season and, can hurt you. And, and then throw Martellus Bennett in, throw Matt Forte in. It's just, they're just loaded with weapons. So, you have to try to mix things up on them and hope that we can slow them down and get them to punt. That's the first goal.
So how would you assess your running game right now?
Well, I think it's been up and down this season. I've seen us make strides and make progress in it. I think that there's a number of factors of why. I won't get into any into that stuff right now, but it's something that we recognize and want to work on, get better at. Offensively, we want to be balanced. We want to be able to do both. And when we've had the success, we've been able to do both.
Is McGahee going through protocol this week for the concussion?
He is.
Okay. So is his status undetermined?
Undetermined right now.
What did you see from your defense against the Patriots? Obviously, in the beginning of the game, played pretty well and struggled those last 2 minutes. That can help this week against Chicago.
Well, every time you play, there's no better teacher than experience. And so, playing against Tom Brady and what a great player he is, I felt like, we had a good plan. The guys went out and executed and did a great job. In that regard, Brady's, if you give him the ball at the end of the game, he has a knack and a way of making plays, and he was able to do that. But I think, what we need to learn from is how to better close a game out and the things that we can do from a technical standpoint to do that. And, I'm confident our guys have learned from that and will be better going forward.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Good Sunday.
Okay, guys. Yeah, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.